This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
We're in Ephesians chapter 1, and we just began our text, so let's, for the sake of context, begin again. Verse 1 of chapter 1. Paul the Apostle says, "Dear Christian friends at Ephesus, ever loyal to the Lord, this is Paul writing to you, chosen by God to be Jesus Christ's messenger. May his blessings and peace be yours, sent to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. How we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ." Paul reminds us in his letter to the church in Colossae, chapter 1, verse 13, in the most beautiful language, he says, Jesus delivered us out of the power of darkness, and he translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Those that remain on the outside of that realm, let's face it, they're never going to know what it feels like, say, to have a marriage of what the Bible describes as three strands, Ecclesiastes 4:12. They're not going to know what it means to feel the hand of a perfect love of yours that God has foreordained. They're not going to know things like the peace and the fearlessness of stepping out the door in the morning, knowing that in doing so that you're safe in the hands of God, and moreover, that nothing's going to touch you until he divinely orders it. Those in the world, they're never going to see or understand the universal language in the eyes of God out of some tribal village on the edge of nowhere on the other side of this planet. They're not going to know what it means to take the hand of someone and baptize them in the river, where in some countries an act that could cost them their life, to share that moment with them. Those who do not know this side of God will never hear that still small voice whispering in their ear to turn to the right, turn to the left. They'll never feel whole, they'll never be complete, and they'll never feel full. Look, we that are the faithful in Christ Jesus, as verse 1 tells us, we are now spiritual beings, and thus it's almost as if we need a spiritual atmosphere in which to breathe and live in. An astronaut on another planet, one that's not his own, has to have his own special air to breathe in order to live and operate in that realm. It's kind of like that, because we too need that spiritual atmosphere, if you will, to live our lives out here on this planet, one that really is no longer our home. We need spiritual food and spiritual companions and spiritual exercise and spiritual strength and spiritual weapons. Christ has given us all those spiritual blessings. And therein lies the heart of the book of Ephesians. Therein lies this letter, one that provides us a spiritual atmosphere in which to live and to breathe out our lives as children of the light. Now, these blessings, according to our text, occur in heavenly places. Now, for us today, such references the kingdom of God in which we live and breathe upon this earth. Everyone else around us is going to pretty much be running to and fro like caged mice on a spinning wheel. Now, if you're in that latter camp, I mean, maybe you're asking, how do I get on that train? I mean, how do I tap into those blessings? Listen, these blessings occur, according to Scripture, in Christ. Now, bear with me, not with him and not by knowing him. Now, those things are great, great ideas and great concepts and great practices. These things, though, however, come by our real living and doing so in him, living in him. Now, living in him is more than church attendance. It's even more than salvation. It's living as a very real part of the body of Christ, his movement upon this planet. He tells us that the body of Christ is his church. all of those blessed resources that God offers, they are in Christ. And they're not available outside of that realm, gang. They don't come through some mere church attendance. They don't come through moral living or even by believing that Jesus is the Son of God. They only come in Christ. And you can read more about this in John chapter 15 if you really want to wrap your mind around this. It speaks of connected to and being part of and functioning for the living body of Jesus Christ.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Pastor Tim Dodson or Believers City Church, go to believerstogether.com.